And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a few folks from the Sitka Young Performers Theater here to talk about the upcoming production of Aesop's Fables and Antigone. And I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves, starting on my right.
Hello, I'm Anya Brooke Schmidt, and
Okay. I'm Esther Burdick.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Zeke Blackwell, the director.
Okay, we're going to hear from Anya and Esther in just a few minutes. We're going to start with Zeke. Zeke, why don't you tell us about these two productions?
Yeah, so we're continuing the tradition that we started last year of our spring show being multiple shorter plays. So the first half of the evening is four of Aesop's Fables. We are doing The Tortoise and the Hare, The Lion and the Mouse, The Ants and the Grasshopper, and The Frogs Without a King. And all four of those short fables are a little bit interwoven into each other. And those are all performed by elementary age students. And then in the second half of the evening, we are doing Antigone. We're doing a modern adaptation. We're not doing the original Greek by Sophocles, but a modern adaptation by Greg Banks, which is short and fast and zippy. And it's a Greek tragedy that centers around a young girl named Antigone who stands up against her uncle, the king, who has declared that her brother, who the king thinks is a traitor, that his body should be unburied. And so Antigone defies the king and buries the brother to honor him anyway. And that's where the play starts, is kind of in that wrestling between honor and pride.
Okay. All righty. Well, how many students are in this production?
We have about 20 in both plays. We have about 20 elementary actors and about 20 middle and high school
actors. Wow. Okay. And so this will be at the Odessa Theater?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah. On Friday and Saturday. Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m.
All right. Well, we're going to turn to Esther and Anya. You're both in Antigone. Anya, we're going to start with you because you are Antigone. Yeah. So tell us a bit about your role and how you feel about it.
I really enjoy it. It's cool because I'm 15 and Antigone is also 15. And she makes a really interesting kind of like choice to stand up for her brother, and she's willing to risk everything for it. So it's really neat to play that character who is so willing to stand up for what she believes in.
Do you feel strong when you're playing Antigone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's being an actor like for you? Why do you, you've been doing it for a number of years. Why do you keep coming back?
I keep coming back because the theater of community is pretty great, and I really enjoy telling stories to people.
Hmm. And you play Antigone, who is a really strong female character. Do you get to explore other aspects of your personality when you're on stage that maybe you don't in the rest of your, choose to in the rest of your life?
Yeah, I do get to do that a lot because Antigone is a lot louder than I am. So it's fun to play her because she's really willing to say things. I'm like, I'm not so much.
Well, can we hear a little bit of Antigone?
Okay. Here's a line from when I'm addressing my sister. Our two brothers, Eteocles has been buried in state with all honorable observances due to the dead. But Polynices, just as unhappily fallen, has been left unwept, unburied, a feast of flesh for keen-eyed carrion birds. The noble Creon, it is against us he has made this order. And this is no idle threat. The punishment for disobedience is death by stoning. So, now you know.
All right, congratulations. And Esther, tell us about your role.
I am the messenger, and I'm the narrator-ish of the play. I kind of come in the beginning and say, here's this story we're going to tell you, here are the people, and at the end, I come in and tell you all the horrible ways people die.
We were talking about whether you would like to, on air, recite a line, but you said, well, it's actually pretty horrible.
It is pretty horrible.
We don't want to start your morning that way.
Yeah.
Well, as the narrator, your role is really important because you serve as an anchor for the action.
I guess. I mean, yeah, there's a time in the middle when I'm a chorus person, and I find that interesting. I really like being kind of the not a main character because it like holds the show together,
mm-hmm.
the movement and the just the way we move, the way it feels like it holds it together.
So as part of the larger chorus.
Yeah.
Did you have to shift how you approach acting when moving into the chorus from being, you know, sort of like a central lead figure to being part of the chorus. What's different about that?
You're a little bit, I guess, like being as a chorus person, I find I'm interacting more with the chorus rather than with the main characters, but reacting more to the characters than with than the chorus, which is the opposite of what I was doing when I'm the messenger. So it's interesting to play with that.
You've been doing this for a while, too. What keeps you coming back?
The community and just having a place to get away and explore my emotions.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a great opportunity to just sort of carve out your own space in the community as well. What kinds of emotions do you get to explore and express on stage that maybe it's more difficult to explore in the rest of your life?
For me, it's the intenseness of the emotions that it, like, the intense joy and the intense sadness and grief and just the very, very intenseness of it.
To explore kind of like how someone would act when they were like during this time period, because it's such a different time period from now, and how someone who back then was considered not to be a very important person really asserted herself. So it's fun to act that. Yeah.
So can you translate these lessons you've learned, what you were talking about, Anya, into life today? Are there instances where, you know, people perceive a person to not be very important, but then she asserts herself and, woo, look out, world.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully the circumstances now won't be the same as they are in the play, because it's kind of violent. But, yeah, I think it is an important thing, and that it can teach really important lessons, like standing up for yourself.
Okay. Well, Zeke, let's go over the what's and the when's and the where's.
Yeah, so we have, like I said, we have three shows, Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m., all in the Otis Theater on the SJ campus. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Children under 5 get in for free. You can buy tickets at Old Harbor Books, or you can call us at 747-3085. Or you can show up and buy tickets at the door.
How long is the production?
The production is going to be nice and crisp. The whole evening will run probably an hour and a half.
Okay. Will there be goodies available for sale?
Yes. There will be a bake sale during intermission to raise money for scholarships for more students to participate in the program.
Okay. Wonderful. We are about out of time. Any parting thoughts you'd like to share?
I encourage you to come out. We're going to run the full gamut of emotion. The Aesop's Fables are fun and lighthearted and funny, and then we kind of peer into the darker, sadder, more fearful aspects of humanity by touching on this Greek tragedy in the second half.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us, everyone.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Zeke Blackwell. He's the director of the Young Performers Theater, Esther Burdick, Anya Brooke-Schmidt. They are both in Antigone.